the American Journal. We're excited that you're all joining us today on this beautiful Monday morning. I can't believe Thanksgiving has creeped up on us, but apparently it's here. I don't know how this happened. We will have, obviously, a lot going on this week. But man, oh man, I wasn't ready for this. I went to the supermarket yesterday, and I called the supermarket. I don't know if everyone does down here in the South, but I called the supermarket. I know a lot of people are like, what are you talking about, Brianna? So I was at the supermarket, and I was kind of shocked. There was a bunch of turkeys still out, and I completely forgot to grab mine. So I grabbed, stocked up completely. Rib roast. I keep telling everyone, if you're a big fan of prime rib, and you're looking to save this week on what could be close to a prime rib, you gotta go and see what your local supermarkets have. I know a lot of people are struggling, obviously, still. Right now, there's incredible sales all across the country at the supermarkets when it comes to rib roast. And I keep telling you all, I posted on my X page, all I gotta do is go head on over there, but there is a way to make a rib roast where it tastes exactly like prime rib, and then you could boil down the bones later and use it as a French onion soup base. I don't know. I'm just full of all these tricks and trades. You guys don't follow me on Twitter, you probably should, because not only do I talk politics and corruption, but I also give you some good cooking advice. And it is very, very obviously enlightening when you finally get to learn that you don't have to pay a ton of money to have a great meal. I'll treat you or teach you all the tricks to the trade. I'll be also talking about the, there you go, that's my rib roast. Beautiful. It's a masterpiece. Don't laugh at me or yell at me for the stainless steel cutting boards, folks. I know a lot of you are concerned about my knives. My knives are doing just fine, though. I just don't want the microplastics in my food. And so that's the reason why we use stainless steels in my house, of course. But yeah, this is what you guys got to do. I know my local supermarkets, if you're in Texas, Kroger's, I believe, has it on sale right now. Just take a look around. It's an incredible deal. And it's delicious. You can stuff it with garlic. Okay, I'm sure you're not tuning into InfoWars to get cooking advice. So let's keep things going. Let's talk about government corruption. I've got a lot of that on the way in just a little bit. You know, Democrats are being called out for that video where they were trying to tell service members, don't comply with President Trump's orders. Yeah, he is the commander in chief. Obviously, you must. But they were trying to tell them that if you deem something as illegal, you don't have to comply. Well, there's obviously a big issue with that. And they're all being called out yesterday on Sunday morning news shows. I guess the media is starting to get wind of the fact that the American people no longer trust them. And so those in the mainstream media have to push back a bit. And they did do that yesterday. So we'll play those clips for you. We've also got an update regarding the pursuit to get Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton into Congress for their in-person depositions. Now, interesting enough, the House Committee of Oversight and Government Reform has just officially sent over one more letter in regards to that, giving them their final warning. I will issue the update on that. It's very, very fascinating. Of course, it's another strongly worded letter. We're hoping has some actual intent behind it. But listen, I'm not going to overhype you on that. We're also going to be talking in regards to Doge, because it was announced that Doge is no longer active. I know a lot of people are pushing back and saying, oh, Brianna, but each department has its own Doge division. I mean, do you really trust the government to investigate itself? Come on. So I'll bring you the latest on that. Plus, Congressman Tim Burchett is sounding off on all things related to Doge. He is someone that is very fired up, very upset, because he was on the committee and unfortunately nothing really came about it. So we'll talk about that in just a bit, as well as Dearborn, Michigan. The scammers are being exposed. Those scammers, of course, being the Somalian population. And it's been going on for several years now, but now they're finally being called out on it. The police chief over there, like, oh, I'm sorry. I helped expose your crimes that you have allegedly committed. It's just the, there's a word for, I don't know if I could say it on radio, but there's a word for these people, and it's not patriot. It's not patriot. I'll bring you through the very latest on that. Plus, they're also paying those residents in Dearborn, Michigan, $4,500 for every child they have. Yeah. As if the Muslim population need another incentive to reproduce over in Dearborn, Michigan. It's insane. They actually have the highest birth rate in the state of Michigan, but, you know, they're just going to keep doing this. So we have more to discuss in just a bit. Don't go anywhere. In the meantime, though, head on over to the alexjonesstore.com, because we have the Black Friday sales that are kicking off early. Buy one, get one free for just a little bit longer. So head on over to the alexjonesstore.com right now and make sure you stock up on all your favorite supplements. Plus, it's 25% off apparel. And now's a great time to stock up on holiday gifts over at the alexjonesstore.com.
We are live, still on air, despite all the admissions of the CIA, the FBI, the DOJ, hundreds of millions of dollars spent trying to shut us down. But despite that, because you, the activist audience in the arena, stood with us with your word of mouth, your prayer, and your financial support, we have not only persevered, we have not only overcome, but we have dominated.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. Visit InfoWars.com today.
The spirit of victory lives in InfoWars. And InfoWars is more than a URL. It is more than this building. It is the people of America and the world becoming awake and standing up and rising and demanding liberty and freedom in the animating contest in the war against the tyrants.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Brianna Morello. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back to The American Journal. We're kicking off the second hour of the program with a lot more to unpack. Lots been going on in case you missed in the first hour. We did a lot of digging into the MTG, President Trump feud that's been going on, obviously, MTG resigning from Congress. I obviously disagree with that move. I think she's a fighter and I think we need her in this. So I hope it's not completely over for her, but we'll continue to follow that. I also covered extensively the fake news allegations that the FBI tried to lay out, trying to debunk both mine, Tucker Carlson, and Miranda Devine's report regarding Thomas Crooks. I'll leave that out for you as well. So if you didn't catch that, make sure you go on back, because folks, we have the receipts to prove the FBI is intentionally being misleading and trying its very best to discredit people like myself, Miranda Devine, and Tucker Carlson. But there's a lot more to dig into in regards to Democrats admitting, well, being forced to admit that they lied. Many of you guys know Democrats weren't happy because President Trump put a very aggressive tweet out there calling them out for essentially telling members of our military that they don't have to do or carry through with orders that come from the commander in chief. Now, they put out this very long video of all of them pretending like there was some type of patriotism behind this. Obviously, it's not. They weren't happy when the president responded. But it was interesting because yesterday, a couple of them did make their way onto, the Sunday morning news shows. And they were confronted, which is strange, never normally happens. But in clip five, you're going to hear, because Senator Slotkin, admits that Democrats lied. She didn't intentionally want to say it, but it admits that they lied about President Trump and whether or not he's intentionally given any type of illegal orders that would even warrant this type of video from being put out there. Take a listen.
Let's talk right now. Do you believe President Trump has issued any illegal orders?
To my knowledge, I am not aware of things that are illegal, but certainly there are some legal gymnastics that are going on with these Caribbean strikes and everything related to Venezuela.
Ah, so she doesn't agree with the Caribbean strikes. Okay, listen, if you had some type of information to bring forward, I would highly recommend you do just that. If they're illegal, tell us how they're illegal. Tell us how they are illegal. Unfortunately, they're unable to do just that because they aren't on the side of facts. This is their emotions. And as of right now, yes, do I have doubts of whether or not, or worries that this could possibly be a really serious issue if they're striking boats that do not have drugs on them? And how we, the American people, know we probably wouldn't, because we're only seeing the footage after it's been declassified. So yeah, there's concerns there. But to sit here and say they're illegal, well, how, lady? How are they illegal? Outline your argument. And it's not just that. Also, Congressman Jason Krause has been called out on this as well from CBS yesterday. And they're asking, again, just to outline the most basic point of their argument here. And unfortunately, they can't give you a definite answer as to how these orders are illegal. Take a listen.
Let's get to the content of what you had in that video you released, because there are also 15 House Republicans who are also veterans who released a video, including a retired three-star Marine Corps general, Jack Bergman. Take a listen to this.
Troops, listen up. Any service member who refuses a lawful order is subject to court-martial for violating the Uniform Code of Military Justice.
We study what's lawful and what's not lawful, and the Democrats' stunt insinuating that they're illegal or unconstitutional orders, it's downright dangerous.
It is corrosive. It is meant to weaken our country and weaken the military.
How do you respond to these allegations from your colleagues, fellow veterans, that what you have put out there is weakening and corrosive to the military?
Well, these unfortunately are some of Trump's core supporters that are rallying behind the president, and they know better. They know exactly the difference between lawful versus unlawful. We were very clear in the video that what we're talking about is unlawful orders. You have the president's spokesperson going into a press conference this past week and saying that we called for people to disobey lawful orders. They're simply lying because the truth is unacceptable to them. It's unacceptable. We wanted to start a conversation, and we did, about the dangerous rhetoric this president is using and the threats that he's made to use our military in an unlawful way.
Specifically what?
Well, send troops into Chicago, send troops into polling stations, kill terrorists' families, arrest and execute members of Congress.
Kill terrorist families. What the heck is this guy talking about? Hey, listen, I have to tell you something. The president can do whatever he wants to do in regards to all of this. And the fact that they're sitting here and they're arguing on behalf of drug dealers and terrorists tells you everything you need to know. Tells you everything you need to know about those on the left these days. They have completely abandoned any sign of American values. But again, I'm not telling you one party is significantly better than the other. These people are just trying to sell you on this BS salad. And we're just not buying it anymore. Enough is enough. Speaking of that, guys, I'm also going to be taking your calls in about 20 minutes. So if you'd like to give us a call, tell us how you feel. Maybe you disagree with me in regards to the MTG and President Trump feud. Well, give us a call, 877-789-2539. That's 877-789-2539. We'll be taking your calls in about 20 minutes. So call in now. We're going to try our very best to go from the top down to the bottom. And so there's something that's on your mind, give us a call. All right, I want to break down this story because this, again, happened late Friday evening. And this is the thing. So I try to pay attention to the Friday stuff that drops because I know the goal here is to try to not get as much media attention, in my opinion. And so I have a strong feeling that this is possibly the case. But it was announced, the Oversight Committee, that they had sent over a letter to both Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton's attorney. House Oversight Committee is now issuing their final warning in regards to those depositions. Now, as many of you guys know, both Hillary and Bill were MIA when they were supposed to have their scheduled meeting, and they have decided not to show for that. They completely ignored it, which apparently, according to Democrats, is a crime in the letter that they just recently sent over. Though Chairman Comer states that Bill Clinton's deposition is scheduled for December 17th, and Hillary's is scheduled for December 18th. Now, again, if they choose not to abide by this, hopefully a criminal referral will follow through. I know Comer's been doing a lot of media hits saying that he, yes, intends to do just that. So we shall see if that is the case. Again, they are giving the Clintons a lot of leniency in regards to all of this. Now, this does have to do with, obviously, Jeffrey Epstein. And so we'll continue to sit back and watch. All right, let's talk about Doge. Doge was one of the most popular things I think the government's ever done, ever in the history of government. It was meant to obviously cut back on reckless spending and to pull out the fraud, the corruption, and to expose it. And they did an incredible job when it first launched. I was probably the biggest Doge fan out there, constantly reporting on all of the corruption that they were finding, all the wasteful spending. But then all of a sudden, it started trickling down, and we were no longer hearing about the great work that was being done by Doge. Now turns out that Doge was kind of just shut down eight months ahead of its normal, scheduled July 2026 expiration date, which was under Executive Order 14158. Now, obviously, Doge was very controversial because the bureaucrats did not like the filth that they've been doing with our taxpayer money being exposed. But most Americans, most level-headed Americans, really did appreciate all the incredible work that was being done by Elon Musk and his staff. But now it looks to be no longer. Now, I knew there was a lot of issues with Doge behind the scenes because congressional members who were assigned to work on that committee were trying their very best to come forward and have these discussions, and there was not much happening on that level. That was very unfortunate, of course, because there was a massive amount of pushback when it came to exposing all of the government filth. We're going to play clip 7 for you because the only real congressman nowadays who I truly do believe cold-heartedly is over here and he's outing all of the information regarding Doge. Take a listen to Congressman Tim Burchett, because he's out here detailing exactly what happened behind the scenes. Take a listen.
And Elon Musk had it right. And that's why I think both parties shunned themselves from him, because he said, hey, that was NGOs. The money flows right back to Washington. And he told me, he said, I think it flows in the pockets of politicians. I mean, you had the ranking member of the committee I serve on that went through the bill to defund the Taliban, which, you know, still waiting in the Senate for them to pass it. All kinds of confusion over there. They're fighting over the NGOs. The money, he told me the money flows right from your pockets to the dadgum NGOs. The NGOs, the money comes right back to Washington in the form of dark money and in the pockets of politicians. That's why you're seeing Republicans go squishy on NGOs, because they're shady as hell. They all are. I mean, if you're involved in it, they are. Not everybody up here is. Some of them are just willing idiots. They just go along to get along, so they know that they'll get their crumbs, and they don't really ask where they come from.
Do you think that that's what Elon found, and that's why he was run out of the city?
That's my theory. That's my theory, ultimately. I think he was getting too close. I don't know if he found the specifics yet, but I'd say he was right on it. He was right on it. And then you don't see the media rap. And I know I got to get on. I got to get to my deal. C-SPAN. I apologize. But yeah, that's exactly what happened. I mean, it's money, it's power, and it's arrogance. All those three things is what runs this town.
Yeah, he's the only one who is going to tell you the truth. And we appreciate him for that. But man, oh man. Wouldn't that be unfortunate to expose the fact that the money is going directly to the politicians that continuously, blindly, of course, continue to fund these groups? You're telling me that they didn't actually get Sesame Street in Iraq for millions and millions of your taxpayer dollars? How strange. How strange. Folks, the filth is just out of control. It's so corrupt that they ran Elon Musk out of Washington, D.C. They were able to successfully do just that. Do just that. What are your thoughts, though, on Doge? If you guys want to give us a call, please do just that. We're going to be taking your calls in about 15 minutes. 877-789-2539. That's 877-789-2539. Let's stick to the topics that we've discussed thus far. If you'd like to weigh in on Doge or any of the topics we've discussed to this point, call us now. We'll be taking your calls in just a little bit. But folks, it's so unfortunate that this is what happened to Doge. Now, I know a lot of people are trying to dispute it and saying, oh, but Brianna, there's going to be individual divisions within each of these departments that overlooks, and it's like little entities of Doge. You really think that's going to do much? You think the government's going to tell on itself? I don't think so. I have a lack of confidence in any of that. I truly do. There was a reason why they were going so aggressively hard on Elon Musk and others. And it wasn't because they really were fans of transparency. Let's talk about Dearborn, Michigan, because it's interesting, because we're learning more and more about how those who have invaded our country are now robbing our country, allegedly. Somalians who have been invading Dearborn, Michigan have completely flooded the area, have, according to reports, been shipping off millions of dollars to their people, their terrorist organizations. Millions of taxpayer money has been stolen. It's a part of a massive Minnesota welfare fraud scheme. And it's been one of the, it's going to one of the Somalian-based terror groups, Al-Shabaab, according to a report. The radical Islamic terrorist group, which is a long-standing ally of Al-Qaeda. Again, I don't even know why they'd have to do this. We are willingly giving money to Al-Qaeda these days, as you heard the congressman just tell you. But apparently they were all playing a role in money being stolen and then sent back off to Somalia. That's according to a local news report, City Journal, who's been exposing just that. Now, President Trump, obviously not a fan of this, and has taken away protective status in all of this. But this isn't anything new. This has been going on for quite some time now. And I want you to listen to clip 8, because this is something that dates back to like the early 2000s. And it outlines exactly what these Somalians have been accused of for many, many years now. Take a listen.
At Cedar and Riverside, two businesses shut down, their assets seized, and a suspect hauled away. That suspect may be Garad Jama, the only Twin Cities individual targeted by customs agents in the raid. Jama's last known address, this apartment complex at 2100 Bloomington Avenue South in Minneapolis. A block away from the first raid, two more businesses raided and shut down. At both locations, a steady stream of Somali refugees hoping to wire money home to their families turned away.
Business is shut down right now.
And at both locations, boxes of material seized, including a safe and a filing cabinet. Customs agents believe all four businesses are involved in funneling money to Osama bin Laden's Al-Qaeda terrorist network. Somali refugees who use the wire services insist they are honest businesses.
They are not helping terrorism people. They are doing just their own business. The business are free, whatever they do. Mm-hmm. But it's not the kind of that when starting to give to the enemies or the terrorism people.
They are also afraid that having fled civil war in their homeland, they will now be seen as an enemy in their adopted land.
As a Somalian, we send money our families in back home. But we don't support terrorists, or we're not behind tourists, or we don't support them, or we don't send money about them at all.
So this has obviously been a very ongoing issue, and many have been trying to cover and expose it. Listen, folks, it's allegations, obviously, and they have not yet been convicted. Obviously, these individuals who are being accused of these crimes, but the reality of it is it's been ongoing for too long. Too long. When they come here, they don't speak well of this country. They don't have pride or even an ounce of thankfulness that we've saved them. We've seen it time and time again. Their politicians are a clear display of just that. They're elected officials that they bring to represent them in Washington, D.C. Ilhan Omar, obviously, being the clear case of that. But Dearborn, Michigan, well, they aren't very welcoming if you are not someone who shares their same radical beliefs. They've been doing their very best to push out the Christian nation, the population, I should say, that's in the area. We've seen that time and time again and have covered that extensively. But the Dearborn mayor is a very hateful, nasty, nasty man. He's someone, if you even try to bring about any type of criticism towards those who have now been imported to the region, he'll call you a really mean, nasty name. I want you to listen to clip 9, because now the mayor of Dearborn is offering mothers $4,500 for every child they now birth. Take a listen.
If you had a baby as of November 1 or are currently pregnant, you are eligible for up to $4,500. I would just have 3 kids.
Dearborn RX Kids is finally here. We worked for this program for over 2 years, and if you're pregnant now, had a baby after November 1st, you're eligible.
Dearborn produces more babies per capita than any other city in Michigan, roughly 1,700 babies, which is why it's important that this program is live and well right here in the city of Dearborn.
There's a reason for that, obviously. They understand the mission. The mission is to outpopulate those who live here, the natives. It's a mission, folks. I don't know how many more times you have to tell you this. He is one of the many people who have sat here and told you that they're not trying to assimilate, that we have to assimilate to them. This is what's going on all around the country, and nobody really has an appetite to even stop this from happening. I'll give you a couple of talking points. I'll tell you that Sharia law needs to be banned. By the way, it's Sharia. And let me just explain to you folks that it already is banned. There's no such thing as another group of individuals coming to this country and imposing their own laws. It's unconstitutional. We know that from the very beginning. It's just a matter of whether those powerful positions want to sit there and question it when they realize that it's actually happening here in the United States. But this is the problem. It's what you see in the UK, too. Once these people become outpopulated, they quickly shun away from any type of criticism because they're afraid of these individuals that they've imported. See it again throughout Europe. There's a very interesting thread that the State Department actually just put up. And I have to say, I actually had to check multiple times to see if this was real. The State Department's out here talking about how mass migration is an external threat to Western civilization and undermines the stability of key American allies. They've outlined just that. Mass migration is a human rights concern. Western nations have endured crime waves, terror attacks, sexual assaults, and the displacement of communities. U.S. officials will urge governments to take bold action and defend citizens against the threats posed by mass migration. I mean, this is insane. Then they go on to outline specifically what they're talking about here in regards to this. In the United Kingdom, thousands of girls have been victimized in Rotherham and Newcastle. Those are two areas that we've covered on this show, too, based on the grooming gangs. By the way, those are Pakistani grooming gangs. Many girls have been left the unspeakable abuse for years now, and they've actually been pushed away by local authorities. Again, in Sweden as well, a 16-year-old girl was raped, and the individual who raped her wasn't deported because it didn't last long enough. It goes on to outline also how it's happening in Germany. Nine men, several of them who are migrants, were convicted of gang raping a 15-year-old girl. And again, it keeps happening, and they're just outlining it for you guys. The United States supports the sovereignty of our allies and calls on governments. Again, to answer these types of concerns, the United States stands ready to assist our allies in solving the global crisis of mass migration. I never thought in a million years we'd see the State Department talking about this, but here we are. I was told this was like a fringe right thing to talk about. But now currently we have this administration through the Department of State, obviously, State Department, coming out and swinging on this issue. Now, what will happen after this, we don't know. But officially, we have word that they understand the damages of mass migration and how it's destroyed Europe and how they're looking to destroy all countries in the West. So we'll see if there's any action that follows through on this. Folks, if you haven't done so already, give us a call, 877-789-2539. That's 877-789-2539. We'll be taking calls in about 5 minutes. So if you want to give us a call, jump on the show, tell us what you're thinking in regards to Doge, maybe the FBI, maybe in regards to MTG, gosh, I can't even speak, or you know, weigh in on another topic that we have to discuss later on the show. You could do so. Give us a call. We're taking your calls now, 877-789-2539. We're taking your calls. In the meantime, though, head on over to the Alex Jones Store .com, because right now when you head over to the alexjonesstore.com, we're doing the buy one get one free. It is our early Black Friday sale going on right now. It's also in addition to these great savings, you're also getting 25% off apparel as well, and you're also, when you make a purchase, gonna enter in a contest to win a brand new Jeep plus potentially $10,000. Head on over to the Alex Jones Store now. Again, folks, we have more to discuss. We're going to be playing the 60-minute piece regarding the Ukrainian-Russian war. It is one-sided, of course. They're only showing you the Ukraine side to all of this, but I think it's very important that we discuss just that. We hear from those who have lost loved ones to this war. Plus, there was an interesting report regarding Tyson Foods. They're actually closing up one of their big food processing plants. And you might recall, because last year I was one of a very limited group of people who came out swinging because Tyson Foods was looking to replace American workers with, get this, illegal aliens. They denied those claims, but Bloomberg even came out and reported on that as well. So we'll be discussing all of this. Plus, Susan Crabtree is going to be joining us in a little bit to discuss the FBI's latest efforts to debunk reports that we have the evidence on. Plus, she's working on a couple of great stories that we want to discuss. So we'll have plenty more to dive into in just a moment. Don't go anywhere.
They know what they're doing. They mean business. They've already conquered most of the world. And they're not going to stop. George Soros stole the pension funds of dozens of countries' old people. The left loves him. He crashes currencies. He puts old people on the street. He helps Adolf Hitler round up Jews. They love that. That's power. That's the pure exercise of will to them. Because they're such disgusting people. Look at Mondami. Look at Alexander Soros. Those are the most disingenuous, fake, wicked, manipulating people that have nothing but absolute total rage towards you and your family. You're a hard-working middle-class Black family, they hate you. You're a hard-working middle-class Hispanic family, they hate you. You're a hard-working middle-class white family, they hate you. They hate anything that ever stood up to total power and total control. It's in their textbooks. of why the West must be destroyed so there's no example of anybody else and no hope worldwide. Nothing but darkness and evil rulers that can do whatever they want. And how they convince the West that we're the authors of the evil, that we're the authors of slavery, that we're the authors of darkness and destruction. When despite all our problems, the West has been the great light. And they don't deny that in Japan. They don't deny that as philosophers, even in India. They teach that there still, but not here. You've got to be taught that you are bad. You are evil. So you must bow down and give up your life force, give up your will, give up your survival instinct, and learn to hate yourself because the world's going to end. Because the ice caps all melted, the polar bears all drowned. None of it's true. And you know it's not true. But when AOC and all of them tell you the world ends in 2030, well, under their 2030 agenda, the world as you know it is over. And any free market capitalist system of competition is over. And the mega corporations through the governments rule you. And they do it all through class envy. When it is the billionaire globalist class, the BlackRocks, the Larry Finks that are running all of this. So when you hear everybody that wants welfare and everybody that wants a free lunch, everybody that's a criminal, everybody that wants to get away with murder is going to come to New York and that, boy, that's stupid, that'll destroy the city, that's the plan. And then as that falls and as they bring in even more foreigners, that boils into the next town, boils into the next city. And the incredible corruption of the Democratic Party and all the money they steal and all the things they do. They want to destroy all the tourist centers. They want ugliness. They want homelessness. They want homeless camps everywhere. They want rats running around the street. While Larry Fink lives on a 20,000-acre gigantic mansion that rival what the King of England has. But, oh, he's up there telling you if you're making $100,000 a year, you're a rich, evil, white person, and you better do whatever he says. And they're destroying the means of production. The big banks don't want competition. They want to destroy the means of production so they can then issue you credits when you're in debt. They already own 80%+ of the assets in the world, but now they've got to get the last 20%. Not just because they're greedy like Scrooge McDuck that wants to swim around in gold, but because they want to dictate everything to us. They don't want you to have anything. Not a garden, not your health, not a little farm, not a skill. Not be able to say 2 + 2 = 4. Not be able to fix an engine because all the engines are computerized and won't let you. They want a post-human world with robots delivering us all our food and everything else. The poison food. It is a premeditated international globalist takeover, and they admit it. It is deliberate. It is a plan, and you can stop a deliberate plan. Deliberate. Deliberate. Premeditated. 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 Premeditated.
You're tuned in to the American Journal with your host, Brianna Morello.
Welcome back to the American Journal. Happy Monday, everyone. All right, there's a lot we've been digging into all day. We take a break a little bit from the headlines and get some callers. So we've got a couple of callers on the line. And, you know, we could use a little bit more of an optimistic, I guess, tone to all of this. So let's kick things off with Tim in California, who wants to weigh in on potentially an MTG and Elon Musk theory he has cooking up. Tim, welcome to the show.
Well, and good morning, Brianna, and thank you for taking my call. And I don't know if I can or should tie these together, or maybe you're able to do this. But it just occurred to me upon the departure of Marjorie Taylor Greene that, you know, this sort of kerfuffle and back and forth and so forth, it just totally reminded me of the Doge thing with Elon Musk. You have the world's wealthiest man that's spending his time and energy and hanging out at the White House and the Capitol with the president, and he's on the inside with all his brilliant friends and, you know, they talk about, oh, you don't need a rocket scientist. These folks are rocket scientists. In just a matter of days, they're able to figure out just whatever it is, hundreds of billions of dollars of fraud and grift and waste and abuse. And you would think that, oh, boy, we would have been all over that, you know, really, really jumping on that and getting going. And you know, you think about the January 6th people, how just instantly they are just arresting grandma 2,000 miles away that's got cancer and putting her in prison because she asked, where's the bathroom? And I'm just thinking, holy cow, you know, if we found all this fraud, waste, and abuse, that should be handled. And I think that's why he gave up his career. And think about it, while that was happening, they're also bombing all the Tesla dealerships and burning down all the cars and spray painting them and scratching them and all this stuff. So my point is, Marjorie Taylor Greene, she may not be as brilliant as Elon Musk or whatever, but she, I think, was putting her best foot forward and doing the best she could, trying real hard for her people and the American public and so forth, and all of a sudden she's got to be excommunicated. I thought, well, that kind of reminds me of what happened to Elon Musk.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's possible. It's nothing surprises me these days. Tam, you probably are onto something. I've had enough of this. I mean, these were two great people. I mean, two great people who are fighting for government transparency, purging the waste, and ending the corruption. And it's an exhausting job. I mean, like you mentioned, Elon Musk, his Tesla dealership's getting firebombed relentlessly. And although the DOJ is saying, oh, we're going to prosecute, I mean, it still damages that, you know, can't be undone. The loss that his employees were taking, the lack of people shuffling into their Tesla stores because of all of this, the people who were just simply parking their Teslas outside and getting, you know, these nasty words written on them, their cars keyed in. I mean, there was a massive, massive pushback effort on all of this. So, yeah, it doesn't surprise me. I think, you know, MTG was probably really surprised how quickly people turned on her, because she was all about the love and the cause for all of this, about love for country. And then how quickly everyone turned on her. But Tim, I think you're onto something. And I do see a common theme here, so you're not too far away. Thank you for calling in, Tim. We greatly, greatly appreciate it. Let's keep it to the Doge topic. I want to get to Chad in Minnesota. Chad, what's on your mind?
Good morning, Brianna.
Good morning.
The Doge, Tim mentioned it. I look at it as the tips of the spear.
Yeah.
And Elon Musk was definitely one of those. InfoWars is obviously, anytime we get anywhere near the truth, what happens? Mm-hmm. Just what Tim explained, where we go, and all of a sudden we're attacking a person that we maybe were impartial in certain ways and not so extreme, but all of a sudden it becomes extreme and then it goes away. I haven't heard much about vandalism. I know they've implemented laws and, you know, had to come out and warn people that if you continue with that behavior, you will be prosecuted. But it's gone now. It's just like, oh, well, you know what? That Doge is pretty much done and that's it. But, you know, it was a solution to our mandate. And the NGOs with USAID kind of stuff, the funding there, NED, the National Endowment for Democracy, that still operates. Look into that. The thing is that it's like we need to get at least a stopgap where we put out or we get enough information to people so they at least are understanding that these people that we're dealing with are this corrupt. And the NSA is the tool. I'm hoping that somebody is getting in there and doing it through a constitutional process within the means of, you know, what they can do. But Bill Binney has been explaining that there's, you know, Thin Thread, the program that he came up with, you can do that constitutionally with FISA and do it properly. Look at what ended up with the FBI. They've got 270,000 or 280,000 open discrepancies with FISA because they did it illegally. And it's like you could go in there probably with a snap of a finger and shut down all these threats. And I think that that's maybe where, you know, Doge was possibly maybe not directly involved with the NSA, but in a sense, very similar to the process of getting things done and quickly and on the mandate. And if Trump wants to get people to win back the hearts of, if he wants to win back the hearts of people and understand, put some shutdowns on NGOs, all these corrupt systems, and do it swiftly. And don't worry about what all the external noise of, oh, you're bad. Oh, okay. Just ignore it. Like you said earlier, it's just like he can do what he wants as long as it's constitutionally, you know, correct. Hey, we can do this stuff. So I just, and I don't want to be I'll be marble pilled more so. You know, I have many marble, many, many pills here.
Yeah.
But I just want things to get to where we get. You know, it's this, it's the golden age talk. What is golden age going back to the way things were, where it's just like prices come down and then we wait till 2028 and see what happens? Yeah. We don't have time. I mean, this is, the time's running out. There needs to be a sense of urgency. So I appreciate you taking calls. Have a great day.
No, you too, Chad. Thanks for calling in. Yeah, I know, I'm 1,000% on board with this. I mean, there needs to be a sense of urgency. We're so, I mean, I've been just so black-pilled over these last few days, and I try not to sound like it because I feel like we all need a sense of optimism here. But I keep calling my friends in D.C., and they're just like all like, Brianna, we don't really have much for you here. We're all trying on our ends. That's why we took on these positions. We didn't get here because we wanted to work in the D.C. swamp. We got here because we wanted to fix these issues. And we're on a very limited time crunch, and they understand that. But there's obviously these obstacles. By obstacles, I mean all these, you know, bureaucrats, swamp creatures who continuously put all this to an end. And, you know, you kind of, you know, reminded me again that DOJ did all this incredible work. But what did the DOJ do to follow up on it? Nothing. You know, we sat back and we saw them pulling out all this corruption and how these NGOs were potentially linked to politicians. And what have we seen? Nothing. We haven't even heard of an investigation launching. And so it just truly is discouraging. Chad, I want to thank you for calling in because it's definitely stuff that we need to be talking about. Michael in New York, I see you want to talk about Elon as well. Welcome to the show.
I just want to say that putting Elon in charge of government spending is like electing a arsonist to be head of your fire department.
Now, why would you say that? Yeah.
Why?
Explain.
He's a recipient of the most government wasteful spending with all his BS programs. That's why.
Oh, well, that's true. Yeah. Yeah, the president can call him out on that, too.
They're all charlatans. Trump's working with them. Elon. They're all following the Henry Kissinger 1972 transfer of power plan. That is what they are following. Now, we need to embrace solutions. All we do is talk about confusion. We never, ever bring up solutions. There is a surefire way to never repeat January 6th again, everybody. Anytime there is a large body of people organized into a group, into a secure location, and somebody orders them to march to an unsecure location without a point man and without a lookout, is setting you up for a trap, all right? Whoever organized that event, and you had all those General Flynn, Stuart Rose, all those military guys, and you bring guys to a organized event to a secure location and march them to in a hostile situation to an unsecure location with no point man and no lookout, that's a trap. And everybody that organized that event was part of it.
Well, I got to push back a bit, okay, because we don't really have any evidence to prove that they're a part of it. And I've spoken with Stuart about this prior and pushed him into this. And I've spoken to people who were there, the Oath Keepers that were there. They were there for security purposes. But most importantly, you know, Stuart Rhodes never went into the Capitol that day, nor did he instruct people to go into the Capitol that day. And when he heard people went into the Capitol that day, Stuart Rhodes was the first one to call these guys out. And it's not from Stuart's perspective I heard this. This is from the guys who he straight up to their face called them all idiots for going into the Capitol and said it's probably a setup if you went into the Capitol. So to clear Stuart Rhodes, I have to do just that. And I know that Stuart Rhodes was very much against that and was telling people that that was a really dumb move if you went to the Capitol. Now, do I believe there was agitators in the crowd? Yes. But the event that day was permitted. We know that all the people that were there that day were also then swept up into the Arctic Frost investigation, and they were trying to go after them as well. General Flynn, I don't think General Flynn played a role in getting those people wrapped up into what happened inside the Capitol. I don't have a single soundbite that proves that Flynn told them to go into the Capitol. I know Alex was trying to warn people that day to be very, very careful. So there were a lot of people out there who were trying to warn people not to. Now, we've seen the footage of obviously the security letting them in, holding the door open. I would say that there's probably more of a push to get people in there that were actually working for the law enforcement agencies that day rather than those people who wanted to. And you're entitled to. You have a First Amendment right. If you want to show up to a rally, you're allowed to do just that. Now, also keep in mind that they thought they were allowed to be around the Capitol area. There was a lot of signage related issues. And so certain areas that they weren't supposed to be permitted in, they didn't know of that. And so, yes, there's that angle, too. There were obviously agitators in the crowd, and those people are the ones that we're going to push back on. But I think that the names you just dropped, I don't see a single piece of evidence that proves that they were trying to lead people intentionally into the Capitol. Michael, I'll let you get one last word in on that.
Yeah, I just want to say that it's just unacceptable to have people organize an event in a secure location under hostile terms, right? It's a hostile environment. And then how can anyone be that stupid to tell them to go march down a large body of people from a secure location to an unsecure location with no point man and no lookout? You can't have a guy watching the area down there going, hey, it's all clear down here. You just march them down. Now, if I was the general of an army, if I was leading an army, and my generals did that to troops, I would have to execute them.
We're done with this. Thank you for calling, Michael. We appreciate it. But I don't think there's any evidence of that. And I don't think any of those guys had any ill intent that day. And Stuart Rhodes was sentenced to 18 years in prison. And I think that highlights exactly why they went after him, because, again, he didn't tell people to go into the Capitol. People went into the Capitol because the law enforcement agencies there did. There was also agitators in the crowd. Some guys telling me that they were pushed into the Capitol. But I would never call for their execution, because not a single one of them are worthy of that level of retaliation or punishment. These are patriots we're talking about. And there's no proof that these people intentionally let them into the Capitol that day. But I appreciate your insight. So thank you for calling in, Michael. We appreciate everyone's opinions, of course. Okay, let's turn to Addison in Georgia. Addison, welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
I just wanted to talk about the 14 magic money computers that Elon Musk claimed that he had found, and how that should have been, for lack of a better word, world-ending. I mean, why are any of us out here at work? I mean, we know we're in a fiat currency, but they have the ability to create it with, there's no input, it's just output. As fast as the acquisition requests came in, they were going right back out. And then we all just forgot.
Yeah. No, it's true. I mean, where was the investigation to any of that? I remember when that story came out, that was like a big story for about 24 hours, and then how quickly it vanished out of thin air. Yeah, no, you're spot on. You're right about that. It's pretty infuriating, and I don't think we've really gotten much of a follow-up, unless you've heard of anything, Addison. I don't think I have. Have you heard of a follow-up?
No, not really. It's just business as usual. The more things are happening, the less they're happening at all.
Yeah.
You know, it just shows that our government is essentially running on its own corruption. That's the only thing keeping this economy, this fiat currency, afloat right now.
Yeah. Yeah. It's sad. It really is sad. I mean, Doge did find some great things. And I know, you know, Elon Musk obviously had some government related, probably questionable things, probably with his financial ties as well, as the last caller was just suggesting. But there was a lot of great things that came from Doge. And I think it was really important for us to get to the bottom of a lot of these issues. So it was very discouraging. Thank you for calling in, though. We appreciate your time, of course. I want to turn to Mike in Missouri. Mike, welcome to the show.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good, thank you. First of all, Alex is I've been listening to him for a long time. My wife and I take all of his supplements that we found that do great things for us. And if you think it's something other than just helping you become healthy, rethink it. Order it, test it, do it yourself. Now let's get on to the topics that I called on. I love the fact people get so worked up with Washington, D.C. Everyone has emotion towards it. We get that. But let's remember that we all live in a state, and those states, these states of the United States, are sovereign. The federal government's an agent of this nation. We empower it to basically practice what it's supposed to do for the general welfare of everybody they represent. And we have allowed the 10th Amendment to be hollowed out, and we need to reassert ourselves by getting engaged, involved in your state, your local governments, your state governments, and you need to demand accountability at the state level and elect people who will hold Washington, D.C. accountable. All of this emotion does very little. They get away with so much. We haven't had a budget passed in 25 years, and that's unacceptable. In Missouri, we have a constitutional requirement to have a balanced budget every year. Why aren't the same standards, conservative principles, being held up to the federal government? We should be demanding a budget, a balanced budget. We should be demanding that the federal government shrink in size, lower the taxation, and create jobs. It's really not that hard, but it does take an emotional refocus to the sovereigns, the states. Hold your elected officials accountable. President Trump just took our very, very good conservative attorney general and took him to the FBI. It is not Missouri's job nor other states' jobs to train good people only to be pilfered to the federal government level. I'm upset about that. I think that is government in reverse. Federal government should be serving the states, not the other way around. What's your take on that?
Yeah, no, I think you're spot on. And I think we advocate for it. I think you have more control on your state level and the local level rather than the federal level. I think it's up to the people to exactly do what you just said, to push for these things, to push for a balanced budget every year and to demand it, matter in fact. It's crazy when you see what's been going on for this long and how we just allow it all to continue on. I mean, there's very little pushback. You know, again, I'll say Mel Kay wrote a book. Again, it's about Americans Anonymous, but it's also kind of like what you just alluded to here, what you're looking to push, how we could get involved on a state level to make sure that we are advocating locally for these things that we really need done. I mean, we have more control locally than we do on a federal level. And I think that's where people need to regroup. I will say this, though. You know, I'm from New York and I left New York because I was going to get involved in local politics over there. And I saw how corrupt it was in the simple New York GOP level. The state level itself, and I want to know part in it. I mean, I think there's a lot of corruption and a lot of those key individuals who are in powerful positions, whether it's states or federal, where they just continue to have like this. It's like this quest for just more and more power, even though New York is completely bankrupt on a GOP level when it comes to that. The party itself was completely bankrupt, and yet they still wouldn't allow. I'll give you an example. In order to get their endorsement, there was three chairman I had to speak to, two county, and then one local town chairwoman I had to speak to. And one of them's like, well, you have to bring on our people in order for us to endorse you as the candidate and to ensure that no one runs against you and tries to primary you. And I was like, well, what's your team of people you want to give me? Let me like see their resumes. Let me see their background. And none of them had a history of winning. Now, what is it likely to? This is my suggestion. This isn't my opinion. This isn't anything proven. But the reality is they were trying to push people who have a history of losing rather than a history of winning. If you're trying to actually win seats, win a majority, you would surround candidates with quality people who could help get them to that position. But unfortunately, they were surrounding people around me who do not have that. And so I didn't run for office for that reason alone, because I figured, I mean, why would you push people who have a history of failure rather than a history of victories under their belts? So on a local level, it was just a complete swamp. And for me, it was just discouraging to see. And I figured, you know, let me get ahead of it before everyone moved to Florida. And let me try to fight in a state that's worth preserving. And Florida was that for me. But I think you're spot on. And also, Missouri does tend to turn in, Mike, a bunch of great politicians, because I think you guys understand it better than most states do when it comes to holding these politicians accountable. You guys really do turn over some incredible individuals, especially into the D.C. swamp. So we're thankful for just that. Mike, thank you for calling the show. I hope you were able to learn a little bit from that, as I was able to take in what you said, because I think it's really important, especially for our audience, to hear the importance of get involved locally. Start turning up for these local chairman events, your local GOP events. Like, people don't understand how important that really is, and it truly, truly is. I go to the public hearings often for a lot of things happening in Texas now, and man, oh man, you'd be surprised at what actually plays out right in front of your own eyes. So thank you, Mike. We appreciate you calling in. Let's get to Jordan in New Jersey. Jordan, welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Thank you, Jordan.
I just wanted to bring some legal analysis. I'm an attorney. Mm-hmm. I've been on the show with Alex earlier this year, specifically about Article 3 judges, and trying to do something about the quote-unquote inferior courts that Congress has the authority to do whatever it wants to. It can abolish them, it can reform them, et cetera. Now, with this illegal orders thing, there's a very dangerous situation that can develop. For instance, with the Venezuelan issue, we have a war action by Trump, there's probably going to be, Article 3 judges that are come out and say those are legal. And then people, whoever it is in the military, the dog whistle to those folks to disobey those orders and not have any of that work. So that's a very important component here, and I want to reaffirm the warning that I gave on February of this year, that Congress or the people need to, actively approach Congress people to do something about these courts. Unfortunately, the electorate is totally uninformed, and but this is a huge danger to the Republic. These Article III judges, which have been stacked with people from Democrat, Democrat administrations. Trump wasn't able to get anybody in. And this ties into another problem we just talked about with the local corruption with federal prosecutors, who are the people that are supposed to take to task local political people, government entities that are corrupt. Trump hasn't been able to get control over any of these offices, as we saw with Harrigan, Halligan, with the Comey dispute. Or in New Jersey, where I'm at, Elena Haba. They just don't recognize their authority. And in fact, people don't realize this. The district court judges, if an appointment isn't in by whatever, 120 days or something like that, then they can appoint their own person, which they tried to do here in New Jersey. And so everybody needs to understand how this all works so that the dangers are properly identified. And I just want to raise that issue, which I raised in February with Alex in my interview with him. It's very important that this goes away a little in a news cycle, that they're gearing up for something so that they can challenge whatever Trump's going to try to do. I just want to warn everybody, and I want to also state corruption at the local level is replete. I have dealings. I go after a lot of public entities in my practice, and the immunities have now extended well beyond what was intended by the Supreme Court in the 1800s with the slaughterhouse cases. And we have a national crisis of very corrupt people running everything down even to the local dog catcher.
Yeah.
People don't understand about civics. The culture's been dumbed down to such an extent they don't even understand. They think politics is a hobby. So, and trivia, not something that everybody has to be engaged in as a duty as a citizen. So I just want to warn everybody again. I keep saying this like a broken record, but no one's really addressing the fact that these Article III judges, like Boasberg, he's supposed to be impeached, right? There's no vote on that.
Yep.
And this ties into MTG and some of these other people like Massey. Instead of getting the DOGE reforms in, okay, they decided we need to release the Epstein files.
Yeah, well, Jordan, I want to keep you on right now because my producer wants to take your information down. We were up against a hard break, so it's about to cut you off. But I want to get your information down so we can have you back on the show. Folks, thank you, Jordan, by the way, for calling in. Folks, thank you for everyone who called in. We greatly appreciate it. We're going up against a really hard commercial break right now, so I just had to wrap up all the calls. In the meantime, though, if you guys haven't done so already, head on over to thealexjonesstore.com. We have our Black Friday early sale going on right now. Buy one, get one free on all supplements, plus 25% off apparel. That's lasting for a few more hours. So head on over to the store and make sure you buy up now.
Everything we do is the tip of the spear. You are the tip of the spear when you spread the word, when you pray for us, when you buy products. So listen, we have shortfalls, and they're not even that big, but I understand the economy's totally shot. Our audience is as big as it's ever been, and back when the economy was going and we had an audience this big, we'd be in high cotton and I'd be able to expand. Right now, I'm just trying to stay on air. So I need you to make the decision to go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and take advantage of the biggest sale ever. Black Friday came early. That's right. Black Friday has come early. We always launch it the weekend before Black Friday. Be a little different. Black Friday comes early. Mega sale, the biggest sale ever. Buy one, get one free on all supplements. The Irish Sea Moss, the Ultramethylene Blue, the Shilajit, the Bovine Colostrum, and dozens of other amazing products. This is the biggest sale we've ever done. Ends Friday, November 28th. Buy any supplement and get any other supplement for free. Normally, it's buy one bottle of Irish Sea Moss, get another bottle of Irish Sea Moss, or buy one bottle of Methylene Blue, get another bottle. No, this is add any supplement to your cart and get another supplement free. You can mix and match any of our amazing supplements together. Don't miss out. This offer ends Friday, November 28th. Visit thealexjonesstore.com today and fuel your body, mind, and power the info war. Take advantage of this amazing deal while supplies last. And here's another little tidbit that makes this a total loss leader when you use it. If you go to alexjonesapp.com and download the Droid or Apple app for free, that are the top apps, just in the last few months we launched it, folks at Bigly, the Alex Jones channel, the Alex Jones network, it's the same shopping cart on the app for your desktop or phone. You get an additional 20% off at checkout on top. So everybody should get the app and should definitely use that. But if you want to support us more, get more funds in, then don't use the app and get the additional 20% off. I'm serious. It's like a form of a donation. When I tell you that I need your support, it's absolutely critical. This is the most critical time.